Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, we want to say good afternoon to George Bello. Part of our Atlanta United squad, they're back in action on Sunday, on Mother's Day, as a matter of fact. It's brought to you by Dunkin'. That's Dunkin' Southern-style sausage biscuits are here, guys. Enjoy the Southern flaky biscuit and Dunkin's classic sausage. Grab two for $4 for a limited time. American runs on Dunkin'. Remember, price participation may vary. George Bello, what is going on with you today, my man? How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I mean, George is like, at age 19, Carl, he's like a KG veteran on this team with all the roster moves and turnover. How's it going, George? I mean, we knew we were in a tough situation going up to Philly down 3-0, but, man, there were so many scoring opportunities. It seems like not just in that first leg, but all season we're just not finding the net.
Right, yeah, I mean, for sure. I feel like in Philly we gave it our all, knowing that we had our backs against the wall. And the way we played that game, we knew that they were going to have chances because we had to take some risks to try to get the score level. But, I mean, I felt like we played our hearts out. And, yeah, I mean, like you said, I feel like we've done really well creating chances and having good gameplay. Just we have to get that finishing product, and I'm sure that will come. We're still in the beginning of the season, so I'm not worried about that at all. So,
what did our manager, you know, Gabby Heinze say in regards to that match and what he was hoping to get and then what happened? I mean, what did he say to you guys after that played out the way it did?
Yeah, I mean, after the game, he was just like, he was proud of us. He said, we worked hard, we gave it our all, and it was a great effort. I mean, like you said, it's not easy to come back 3-0 and being away at the same time. But, yeah, he said he was really happy with our effort that we put in, and everyone tried to do their part as much as they can. So it was a really positive kind of statement, and he just said, keep our heads up, and we'd have a long season to go.
He's a homegrown player, guys, for the Five Stripes. It's George Bello with us here on the WadeForward.com hotline. George, you play defense, and you also get to move up. It seems like everybody gets to move all over the field in Heinze's plan. Is it just a matter of time with the communication between guys like you and Miles and a new face like Alan Franco?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like as every game goes, chemistry builds. So, yeah, like you said, as each game comes, all of us get to know each other even more on the field. And the way the system Gabby likes to play will just come as games go, and the chemistry will continue to grow. So, like I said, I'm not worried about anything. We have a great squad, and I'm really excited to see how the season goes.
George Bello joining us, guys. What's been the surprise for you thus far with this season? I know it's been a lot of adjustments, as Mike mentioned, a lot of new faces, but what surprised you along the way here early on in this season?
I wouldn't really say anything surprised me. I mean, obviously, it was change for sure, getting a new coaching staff, and I guess I can say I was surprised the way they got everyone on board so fast, and the way they detail things and give us instruction on what to do and make it clear and give us opportunity to speak our own opinions about it. So I would say that, just being able to just bring the group together and having that focus on one goal.
George, is
and
that,
obviously, I think.
I'm going to interrupt you. Is that different than what it was? Do you feel like that was a different approach than what you guys had previously?
I would say, yeah. I mean, obviously, last year was a tough year with everything that happened. But, I mean, yeah, I feel like now it's just a main focus now, and everyone is just on the same page this year. And like I said, the new coach that makes everything clear and is very, very detailed. And you can see, I guess you guys can see a glimpse of, like, how we play on the field. And it shows, like, it may not be the cliche way of playing soccer, but it still works. So, I mean, I'm really happy with the way it's going so far.
Carl, if the playoffs started today, we're in it. It'd be a very, very short season. Atlanta United's George Bellows with us, guys. As of now, we get now CONCACAF. That ship has sailed. But, I mean, it just seems like the style. And I don't know. I mean, George, I picked up soccer back in 07. And I'm not like a soccer head by any stretch. But it seems like, other than the results, the style is really fun to watch. How much fun is it to play?
It's really fun. I think I said it before, but like the way Coach Gabby likes to play is if somebody is not in a position, he's fine with someone else filling that position. He doesn't care what position you are. So he doesn't just stick with just, like, one position. He doesn't care for, like, moving it to someone else to help that person out. So I really like it because I feel like it's a really fluid type of play style, which suits our team really well. So, like I said, I'm really excited to see what we can do with it.
What about this upcoming match against Miami? It's Mother's Day, obviously, on Sunday, 1 o'clock for Atlanta United. What do you know about them, and what are you expecting Sunday?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a good game. They're a really good team. For sure, probably going to be hot, 1 p.m. in Miami. But, yeah, I mean, we've already started doing film on them. We already see how we're going to play. And, yeah, I mean, we're ready for it. Just full steam ahead.
You know, it's funny. We were talking with your boss, Darren Eales, earlier in the week. I guess there's nothing you can do, George. But, man, as a fan, I'm going back to the last game that I attended was the Philly game, leg one. Is it aggravating to a player when teams are pulling, you know, we'll call it gamesmanship, but it looks like, by NBA terms, George, guys look like they're flopping, faking injuries, trying to burn clock, and that just drove the fans nuts a few weeks ago.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it was frustrating for sure. I mean, I feel like they did it. It's obviously, it is a part of the game. Obviously, they're trying to waste time their way. I mean, I feel like there was a couple extra times where it was kind of like, okay, now, come on. I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess it's part of soccer, honestly. I mean, you can't really do anything about it. It's not in your hands. You can only do what's in your hands. So, I mean, that part of it is not in our hands. We really can't do anything about it. But just continue just to try to play and pull a result.
George, how do we get more out of our strikers right now? I mean, when you look at, you know, I know you talked about creating chances, but at the end of the day, 6 goals scored this season, 2 from penalty kicks. How do we get more from our strikers? And is it just about urgency?
I don't play that position, so I can't really criticize anybody, but I mean, I feel like as a team, it will come. Like I said, chemistry will continue to build, people will be in the right spots at the right time. And like I said, goals will come. We just got to keep playing. I wouldn't really pinpoint saying like the striker need to do this and all that kind of stuff. I would just say as a team, as we continue to play, and being more fluid with the way we play, goals will come.
Right. And earlier in your career, man, you were getting hit like a pinball. How does Joseph look to you? Is he finally coming around?
What did you say, pardon?
I said you had to deal with a lot of injuries earlier in your career. How does Joseph look to you? Is Joseph looking like he's getting close to 100%?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, with his injury, it was a crazy injury. Wouldn't wish that upon anybody. But, yeah, the way he's come back, the recovery he had, like him working back to get where he is, it's really, I'm really happy for him. And I know he's happy with himself that he's able to be back out there. But, yeah, for sure. He looks sharp to me. And as every game goes, he just looks sharper and sharper. So I'm really excited and happy to be playing with him.
Well, let's go score some goals on Sunday. Let's get one in the win column. George Bello, you know we're big fans of you, man. And keep grinding. I got to ask you this with the question I asked you earlier. Just it's got me wondering, has this coaching staff pushed you more?
Yeah, I'll say for sure. I mean, they push everyone. You really have to be locked in 24/7 with them and be focused. And, yeah, they push everyone, which is what I love. You don't really want to be just there to where you're like, okay, I'm comfortable. You always want to get pushed, and that's how you get better. So, yeah, I'll for sure say, yeah, they push me. They push the whole team. And I feel like that's going to be a route to success for the team. So, yeah, I really like it a lot.
Yeah, we hear the practices are tough.
Yeah, they are. They are for sure.
Hey, man. Well, George, thanks again for jumping on with us. You know you're always welcome here, man. Good luck on Sunday, and we'll be watching, man, cheering you guys on. Thanks again.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.